The Crossbreed Holster Studios.
What kind of person possesses no means to defend either himself or his family?
Annoying, gun-grabbing liberals from coast to coast.
You know, what do they need all those bullets for?
He's the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
No caveman in his right mind would have ever left his cave without his club.
This is Armed American Radio.
Now, your host, Mark Walters.
That's right. Welcome to this week's Armed American Radio's monster broadcast. Being heard from those toasty beaches of South Florida, Miami, how are you doing? All the way to those crab fishing vessels up in Alaska and every state in between, including parts unknown. It's great to be here with you in hundreds of cities around America today as we fight for and discuss your right to keep and bear arms, as we have been doing since 2009. Have never missed a program, a monster broadcast in all of those years. Don't intend on it. As long as I'm breathing, you get a live radio broadcast. It's great to have you with me. Also, let me take the opportunity to remind you that we do the daytime version of this program Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to it live at armedamericanradio.com. Just click the Listen Live button. Or pick it up, find out where it is, where it airs. I don't know, a few dozen cities around the country as it continues to grow. That's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Coming up later in the broadcast, I will be replaying my interview with Dinesh D'Souza from Tuesday this previous week. It was a fantastic interview. I had him for one segment. We moved quickly. You will be hearing that later in the program. My gosh, where to start today? There's so much news breaking. We're probably going to ignore half of it. But I want to tell you a little bit about... I guess, really, before I get to the bio of my next guest, I want to give you a little bit of backstory here. I've been working with the Second Amendment Foundation for years. I have been working with the United States Concealed Carry Association for years. I have been working with the National Rifle Association for years. I have been writing about this topic. I have been talking about it on radio. I have been on national television talking about this. And I got to be honest with you. One area that we have neglected in this in the pro-gun rights community has been the inner city. And I'm not sure why. But we have begun outreach programs with the Second Amendment Foundation. We have begun outreach programs with the National Rifle Association. You know, Colleen Noor is doing amazing work with the NRA. You hear Rick Ector on this program up at Detroit CCW. I do a lot of work with Rick. He's been a guest on the program many times. And it's something, it's an outreach that we need to do more of. And I gotta be frank with you, I can't believe I've waited as long as I have to bring my next guest on. And in fact, I'm so excited to have him on. I'm keeping him for the full hour, whether he likes it or not. I think he knows that, but we're going to keep him here for the full hour. So, you know, Maj Touré is a... Solutionary, hip-hop artist turned Second Amendment activist from North Philly. Can't wait to talk to him about Philly because I used to live in Philly, work in Philly, know the area, have some history there. Looking forward to hearing that discussion. His following began after he was featured on the cover of the Philadelphia Weekly as the Prophet of Philadelphia. He founded the Black Guns Matter movement. You've heard us talk about Black Guns Matter on the daytime show and on this program with AWR Hawkins, my political analyst. He founded the Black Guns Matter movement in 2015 and advocates for Second Amendment education and information for urban communities. Maj has been featured in the New York Times, Breitbart News, National Public Radio, NRA News. He works with Cam and Company. I know that. I've talked with Cam in the past. So, again, I'm excited to have him here. And, you know, it's an out-of-the-box approach to Second Amendment advocacy, and we bring him to Armed American Radio for the first time. Maj, it's a real pleasure to have you here, man. Thanks for being here, and I'm going to keep you for the hour, brother.
I'm with it. We could do 2 hours. I'm with it.
We could do the full three. That much I can promise you. Look, when I have an opportunity to talk with someone like you who I haven't spoken before, I like to tell my audience that we haven't talked before, and I don't sit here and lay out a bunch of bullet points. Let me tell you what I have ready for you. My knowledge of you, my knowledge of what you're doing, my knowledge of where we are in the Second Amendment community together, even though we've not talked before, we are in this together. And it's an open discussion between two men who have never met before, and it makes for great and very powerful radio. You ready to get started?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's start with this. Philadelphia, you know, when I first got out of college, now I'm a little bit older than you. You're what, just turned 30 or you're 29?
Everybody always messes that up. I just tell people I'm like 65 now. They receive it better. I'm 65.
All right, there you go. That works for me. Here's the thing. I worked in Philadelphia when I first got out of college. And I worked in the trucking business, man, and I worked in some not really good areas. I worked in Camden, New Jersey for a long time, and I lived in Norristown, and I worked the Conshohocken, North Philly, South Philly areas in Camden, New Jersey. And that's when I became really in tune with my right to carry a firearm. And I didn't get a permit in Pennsylvania at the time, Maj. I just did it, okay?
Right.
You live in Philly. You're from North Philly. Tell me, how in the world did you get started in this?
You just start seeing the same thing. Same thing with me. I just saw something that everybody in the hood would be carrying. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my friends would catch the same cases. They would catch the same charge, and it's like, okay, there's something missing here. You know, then I would see, you know, I had points of reference with, you know, family members that were in the military. So they understand that firearms was a little bit different than the guys in my hood. Now, either both of them were killers. That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I saw there was a difference there, and I was tired of losing my friends every summer to a gun charge, or, you know, a murder or whatever. So it was like, okay, there's information missing. How can I get this information to them? And then I started learning it and then going, oh, okay, nah, man, don't do that. This is actually what we got to do. So then when you tell one person and they tell somebody else, and Maj told me, and then that's how it starts to snowball. And we like, okay, we got to create an organization around this. And that's how, you know, the early stages of Black Guns Matter started.
So you actually, I mean, you saw this with your own eyes in your neighborhood. You just said, I heard you say it, and I know it for a fact. I've heard you before. But you lost friends to gun violence. You lost friends in the judicial system, and that did what to you? How did that make you feel as a person? Because a lot of people fall into that trap, right? You didn't. You decided to do something about it.
Yeah, because I'm a solutionary. I never submit. I'm like Leonidas. I'm not. I have a problem just giving in. So it's like, okay, there's an answer here. There's an answer for everything in the universe. So it's like, okay, by having that point of reference, it's okay. What's the answer here? Why, when I'm in with my homies down in Virginia Beach, you know, their understanding of certain parts of Virginia, their understanding of firearms is different. Why, when I'm in the hood in that part of Norfolk, Virginia, or, you know, whatever other part of whatever city, why is it marketed different? This is a highly organized phenomenon. This isn't an accident. So, okay, that's just marketing and branding. So how can I market this to my community a little bit different? And so because of that, me having that type of spirit as opposed to just submitting to what is, and then doing a little bit of history and going, okay, this wasn't always this way. It immediately empowers you to say, okay, I can change this. This could get knocked off with a little bit of information and a touch of discipline. So that's the thing. And so it's like, okay, then you start to see that, okay, it's just paperwork. It's paperwork and some gumption. Okay, I can get past this, you know. And that's literally the thought process that sparked it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've done amazing work, man. And you mentioned Virginia Beach. I also spent time in Virginia Beach. So far, we're batting 1,000 in some locations. I know the areas very well that you're talking about and can relate to that. And radio being theater of the mind, you know, I can transport myself there. And I know Norfolk very well also. You know, so it's fascinating to me because you just said the history of this. So you obviously saw what was happening. You felt, man, I got to do something here, right? Which to me is fantastic that you decided, hey, I got to do something. You know, I wish more people would do that, would actually get up and actually take a stand and say, hey, I can stop this stuff. You know, because we talk a lot about Chicago on this program, Maj, and the carnage, the disgusting carnage occurring in Chicago and how easy it would be to stop it. We're going to go there with you later in the hour because you have a tour, too. And I know you're going to be here in Atlanta in about 12 days. So we're going to have some conversation about that. But how did you go back? What did you do for the history part of it?
You just read. You got to read everything. And then you got to sift through, you know, the stuff that obviously is game. You know what I mean? But, you know, for example, I'm going to read, okay, the Panthers existed. You know, okay, how would they market it? See, I understand how marketing and commercials work. The media does a very good spin. You know what I mean? They're masterful at, you know, tricking people. So it's like, okay, my whole thing is to trick you and to convince you to give your money away. So in noticing that, it becomes, you know, okay, How can I break this a little bit? You know what I mean? So doing the information and deciphering, okay, that sounds like that's legit. That sounds like that's crazy. And then connecting dots that they would try to have you not connect. So to me, you know, the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense were fighting against tyranny. To me, you know, the founding fathers were fighting against tyranny. To me, you know, anybody that's fighting against oppression on any level, whether it's racist oppression, whether it's financial oppression, whatever, they need to have something to back up those words. And those guys that took it a little further to, you know, have firearms to pretend, you know, to protect themselves from that type of tyranny, they are at that moment from the, you know, the people that are trying to protect, you know, oppression, those people are marketed as the bad guys. So right. Seeing that, I try to find out, okay, who's the bad guy? Especially the people with the guns. And why are they saying right now, you know, in Oregon, oh, those guys were crazy. Yeah, but they're acquitted. Because they
okay, now we're going to take a break here. We need to take a break here. I've got some notes here for you. When we come back, I want to start off with the question because you touched on the media. Ooh, I'm very passionate about the mainstream media and the divisiveness they're causing in this country. We'll be right back with Maj Touré right after this. Founder of Black Guns Matter. Don't go away. Powerful stuff.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hillary Clinton plans on riding into the White House on the backs of women, but this won't be the first time she used women to get ahead. Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made.
Say that again.
Her Clinton Foundation pays key women 63 cents for every dollar key men make. Men also make up her top 8 highest paid employees, and she paid her female Senate staff 28% less than men made. If you're a woman, don't pay attention to what Hillary Clinton says. Pay attention to what she pays. Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Say that again.
Put an end to Hillary's war on women.
Paid for by Ameripac. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio.
Doesn't help to have guns owned by only good people because bad people still get them.
Yeah, that's exactly why we need them.
Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Welcome back to the program, wherever you happen to be tuned in across America. It's great to be here with you, as it is every single week on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast. I got to tell you, it's a highlight of my week. There isn't anything else I'd rather be doing than talking with you about what we talk about on this program and, of course, on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program. 6 days a week, telling the truth about the right to keep and bear arms. I am honored to have Maj Toure here with me today, founder of Black Guns Matter. Here's a quote. He was interviewed in Ebony Magazine. I want to give you this quote. He says, "There's so much ignorance around the Second Amendment, especially in the hood. The general public thinks if you have a firearm, then you've got to be this horrible person. Having a firearm and being a responsible gun owner is good citizenship. You can protect against negative portions of the community and law enforcement. Anybody not trying to do the right thing is a tyrant or a terrorist, for lack of a better term. We created something that would address that as opposed to complaining about it." Maj, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, my friend.
Welcome to be back. Glad to be back.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the media real quick. I can't stand them. I hate them. I believe they're doing terrible, terrible damage in America. They're dividing the nation, I believe, because they are pushing a political agenda. It doesn't matter how you feel about that agenda. It's the fact that they're pushing anything is upsetting to me, and I believe it is causing terrible, terrible trouble in America. It's destroying the psyche of the nation. And you mentioned the way they portray the Second Amendment, okay? In what do you think the media is doing, particularly in the urban environment, to the perception of the right to bear arms?
What they're doing is that they're using it to convince people to you know, vote and or think in their own disinterest, to their own detriment. That's what they're doing, by purpose, by design. They're you know, using a very crafty method of explaining to people from the hood that they're supposed to, you know, just, you know, let the police handle it, let the government handle it. And that's what they're specifically doing in urban environments and inner city environments specifically. I'm in different places. When I'm around some of my, you know, when I talk to Coleon Newar, he gives me a he's in a different room than I am, so he gives me a different perspective. When I'm around some of my rap friends and they're rich and they're in Beverly Hills, they give me a different perspective. And then when I'm back, I'm most comfortable in my hood. When I'm here and I see the difference, I know the difference. I can see branding. I see the commercials that are you know chosen. I see it. It's the same thing. So they're deliberately trying to make it, and that's partly because that's where it's the highest population of people. You know, once you get past like the top 10 cities, I mean, come on, like, you know, it's only 100,000 people per city. But when you're in cities like Philadelphia, New York City, Chicago, you know what I mean? Those places, that's where they have heightened gun control because there's millions of people there. So it's not about gun control. It's about people control. And their minions are the media to apply that, to wrest power and continue to extract power from the people and put it in the hands of, you know, a few folks. And it's game. I see it real quick. You know, I've been in situations in my life where my life depends on my ability to read situations. So, I mean, life or death, not taking time to think about it. You know what I mean? He's got a burner. He's trying to come rob us. We got to shoot, period. End of story. If we wrong, we wrong. But if we right, we alive. So my calibration on assessing things is pretty good. And this is what's happening. And that's what the media is doing, you know, at the behest of whoever their, you know, overlords are or whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say who their overlords are, but that's you just said something here. I wrote it down. You said very crafty message.
Mm-hmm.
And that crafty message changes based on the audience, doesn't it? And it shouldn't, should it?
Right, it shouldn't, because it's just like the Second Amendment. I get called, "Oh, you racist," because your organization is called Black Guns Matter. You're focusing on the word black. I'm focusing on the word gun. ARs are black. I like my AR. It matters. I'm not complaining to anybody about what, you know, if my life matters. I'm going to show you that it does. Then at the say, it's the same thing. They'll put that type of spin on it. Pretty soon, as we keep making way, what will happen is they're going to call me a reverse racist. They're going to know that. Even that, never mind the fact that so many of the Second Amendment community are my white homies. Never mind that. Never mind that. I'm prepared for that. And that's what they'll do. And so it shouldn't be a divisive thing, and the message shouldn't change. The Second Amendment is the Second Amendment for whoever. But they'll try to act, even using the media, they'll say, oh, it's, you know, those guys in Oregon don't really care about the people. No, because when I talk to those people over there, they go, thank you. We appreciate what you're doing in that community because we don't live there, but we think that there's somebody there doing that. So the media is very crafty in that regard, you know, and it's, I mean, it's smart. I mean, if I was, you know, if I had that type of agenda, I would respect it. I don't respect it, but I understand it. In order to beat something, you have to understand it. You got to know the rules and how the game is played in order to win. So I see what they're doing, and it is smart. It's very crafty, you know, and you know, my grandmother used to say all the time, you know, you got to respect the devil, you know, you got to respect the devil, because if not, your ego gets involved. And the energy, that energy is far more ancient than you. So you have to respect it on that level, you know, and that's what I do.
You know, Maj, what you just said in different terms, I frame on this program as denial of evil. See, we know evil exists here on this program. You know evil exists. You've no doubt seen evil with your own eyes based on what you just said, you know, in this segment. You've had to make decisions, life and death, on the spot, and you get that. We know evil exists. See, I pulled a firearm on two individuals in Tampa, Florida, to save myself about a number of years ago, back in 2002. It's hard to believe it's been 14 years. I never had to pull the trigger because my gun did what it was supposed to do without my having to fire a shot. And exactly. We're here having this conversation. My daughter has her father. My son was subsequently born. And my wife is not a widow. My parents have their son, and on down the line. All right, so this is something I'm very passionate about, and I'll have this conversation with anybody. But we understand here that evil exists. You get that, right? And if we deny that, if we deny evil's existence, what happens? What happens if you deny evil's existence, say, for example, in the hood?
Right. See, the biggest trick, I heard this line from a movie, the biggest trick the devil did was convince mankind that it didn't exist. And that's an amazing trick. Clearly, we see the lobbyists. We clearly see the agenda. You know what I mean? The thing is, though, the reason why you got to keep the hood ignorant is because of the sheer numbers. You got to keep the hood thinking it's negative to have the firearm. That's why that's where the heaviest dosage of gun control and, you know, gun control legislation is happening. Because you got to convince those people, because it's the warrior class. Those guys that, you know, used to run the steel mills in Pittsburgh. Right. Black, white, Asian, I don't care. Those guys are they're the warrior class. Those women are the warrior class. You have to convince them because their warrior spirit will start overthrowing, you know, the game. So you have to trick those people. So we see that agenda. Now you can pretend or you can act like it doesn't exist and you'll get swept right up in it. And that's what's happening until we start showing up and actually doing it. That's why the demographic that we're attacking the hardest is the urban demographic, not a black, not a white, not an Asian, not a Spanish, not a Guatemalan. I don't care. If you live in a hood, and most of America is a hood, even if it's rural, it's a hood. You're not a millionaire. You don't have $10 million laying around on your gold toilet. That's the hood. You're a part of it. Get this information and apply it because they're coming for you too.
What an incredible message. Listen, we're going to take a break right now, but we've got another half hour, two segments with you. They are going to fly by, so I'm going to move my questions quickly because as we talk more and more, we could stay here for the rest of the program, no doubt, and we are going to have you back. So I'm going to put you on the spot on national radio. You got to come back on the show, man. Okay, very good. All right, when we come back, I want to talk with you some about getting that message out and how important it is to get that message out in an urban environment, not a race environment, but an urban environment. I'm talking with Maj Toure, founder, Black Guns Matter. Man, long overdue interview here on Armed American Radio. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe
maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org. Second Amendment Foundation, saf.org. You know, I do a lot of work with the Second Amendment Foundation, have been for years. Alan Gottlieb is a regular contributor on the program. He will be back, probably in the next couple, 3 weeks or so. Looking forward to bringing him back. He's been working very, very hard lately and some deserved time off. The Second Amendment Foundation, by the way, is working feverishly around the clock in court cases, in courtrooms, handling court cases around the country that matter to you as an American gun owner. My guest is Maj Toure, and he's the founder of Black Guns Matter. I'm going to play a clip from Maj on NRA News talking about the disrespect for the Constitution. We'll go right back to the conversation. Take a listen.
Can't, you know, the only thing on earth that you can't make more of is like land, continents. You know, it took time. It took, you know, however it happened. You know, I'm not a scientist, but molten lava, time, chemicals, gas, a whole bunch of years, and now with sediment and then there's ocean separating all of that. It's very similar. Because we didn't get to this space, you know, the disrespect for, you know, the Constitution, we didn't get here overnight. It took a long time of people actively trying to undermine the Constitution. We didn't get to a place of distrust overnight. It took an actively long time of people doing things and things happening in the community and not being handled properly, and the community not policing itself as well through firearm safety training, information, respect for the community. This didn't happen overnight. So it has to be that holistic approach. And there needs to be highlights of more law enforcement officers that are saying, hey, we are here and we do care. And they have to follow that up. And another way that they can do that is when they see other officers that are doing things that could be handled a little bit better or a lot better, they need to pull those guys to the side and have that conversation with them. Hey, this is our community. We police this community. This community respects and trusts us. That's a very thin line, and we're not going to break it, you know, and that needs to happen just like it happens in the community amongst us. We need to go, yo, you need to stop doing that. Or, hey, come down to this Black Guns Matter class, do X, Y, and Z. That you're 100% right. That needs to happen in that community, amongst law enforcement, amongst the actual citizens. You know, that's the only way you can't politician your way out of this. It's no, you got to be on the ground floor. My thing is, who's willing to do the work, you know, because we are. You know, we're doing it. We're going to Chicago. We got another class in Philly October the 3rd. We're going to Chicago, the murder capital. Well, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but we're going there October the 8th to deal with that on the ground, in the field. You have to. You got to touch the people. If it's not, if they can't touch you, it's not real to them.
Wow. Mosh, your message, man, is so vital and so powerful and needs to be heard right smack where you're taking it. Look, I'm going to pledge to you right now, I'll do whatever I can to work with you to help you get that message out any possible way I can. If that means showing up at an event that you have in a city I'm near, you know, you're going to be here in Atlanta. I'm you know, right outside Atlanta in these Crossbreed Holster studios. I'm going to talk with you off air about that. You have that event, what, November 11th, right?
November the 11th, yep.
Okay, I want to pledge to you to work with you.
Stoddard's Gun Range.
This is a message that has to get out. Now, let's go back to the urban environment, because you just said on this tape that you're taking this message to the urban environment. That's not black. Now, the media likes to portray that as a black-white thing, but it's not. It's a human right. It's not just a black thing. It's a human thing. And I would be willing to bet, you correct me if I'm wrong, that the people that you talk to, the people that show up to your classes in the urban communities you go to, are all about being able to defend themselves. It's not what the media tells you, isn't it?
Right. No, it's not at all. I mean, we have a hodgepodge mix of different ages, different racial backgrounds. I mean, obviously, in Philly, which is 60% black, obviously, duh. You know what I mean? But there's always white people. There's always Asian people. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like how they, you know, portrayed it, you know, the Black Panther Party. Like, 70% of the Black Panther Party was women, but you never know that. You know what I'm saying? Because they were fighting against tyranny. You know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing, you know, and we prepare for it. But the difference in our situation is, one, we have so many guys that happen to be white from the second community that are still supporting and jumping and going, hey, this is needed. We're brothers in arms, you know. So, you know, the media can put the spin, but social media is what speeds that. And we can knock that over real quick with a couple of pictures and some footage. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're right. You know, you guys put yourself out there in a gun range with the group that you're out there teaching and the classes that you're teaching, and that nixes everything the mainstream press says. So it is a very, very powerful medium. Hey, by the way, you say 60% of Philly's black. I'm going to bet you the other 40% is Italian.
Yep.
Am I right about that? All right, I got to ask you this. I got to get away from the gun thing and the rights thing for just a second. Pat's, Geno's, or Jimmy's?
Neither. Max's, broad and airy.
I'm a big Jimmy's fan, man. I was down there at 4th and South all the time. And if for those of you who might not know what we're talking about, these are some of the most famous cheesesteak places in Philadelphia, and I miss it. And, you know, I've never been to Max's, and I've had people tell me the same thing. If you haven't been there, you're missing. But,
go to Max's. Max's is what
it is. Got to make a trip up there, man, somewhere off the Schuylkill Expressway. Okay, back to the urban message, because most people aren't getting it. Those of us who don't live in the inner city only see on the news about Chicago. So let's venture into Chicago. We see 9 more murders, 40 shootings in Chicago this weekend. Again, over 600 murders on the streets in Chicago. What's the message you take to the field on the ground, as you said in the audio clip?
Inform yourself, get trained, get a firearm, learn, break down the rules, be politically active. That whole FOID card system that they got in Chicago, they just got concealed carry not too long ago. You got to inform the people about the rules of the game. That's the first step. Then you got to inform people about, the difference between different calibers. I mean, we're on a basic level with this. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first step. And then when they start to see, okay, they understand how this works, they get confident. That confidence is what inspires them to do the next step and the next step and the next step. And that's what you have to do. My job is to link people with reputable people from their neighborhoods, have them foster those relationships and grow those relationships in the firearm community so they can protect themselves. I am not an expert. I am a motivator. I am an educator. And I know what the positives and the negatives of firearm information and ignorance could be. So because of that, on the ground floor, even though this is your community and you might live here and you've lived here for however long, I link you with reputable people, NRA instructors, you know, certified, come to our classes and teach. Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit taught a portion of our class in Chicago, you know. So saying this to say, I think he's about to, like, run for, like, the NRA Board of Directors or something like that. The point is you got to link people with reputable people and then let them, because I'm going to leave. And they need to build that bridge themselves and then expand on that bridge. So that's what we do. We give them that basic information, put them on a path, and after that, it's a snowball effect, you know.
Let's put that in real terms for you, the listener, what you just heard Maj say. Rick Ector, of course, from Legally Armed in Detroit, Detroit CCW. Rick is a good friend of mine, a good friend of this program. Just met with Rick at the Gun Rights Policy Conference where I was moderating the day's events and speaking and everything else. Rick Ector, Maj, has... literally, and I can't say single-handedly because he's got a lot of people helping him and working with folks like you, but what a turnaround in the city of Detroit when it comes to the right to bear arms and what we're seeing in that urban community, everything from the police chief on down the line, right?
Yep, and that's partially due to the work. It has very little to do, because I hear a lot of people saying, oh, well, you're on the news all the time. I don't care about being on the news. I don't care about doing press. I just got to do the work. The work will speak for itself, and then you lean those, you know, those media spins or those negative politicians, those guys that cut their check and just selfish for themselves and aren't fit really to serve, you push that back with the work, because then you inform the people. So it's not about one person. It's about the people, you know. So we break that all of the time. We break that all of the time just with sincere work ethic.
All right. With the time that we have remaining in this segment, can Chicago be turned around, Maj, like Detroit was or is in the process?
Absolutely.
It can?
Absolutely. No city in America is beyond – saving, period. End of discussion. Detroit looked like a wasteland years ago. It's popping again. Chicago can be the same thing. When you get the general public, the citizens, defending themselves, when you get when you inform some of those young guys before they turn into knuckleheads and you get them on that right path, absolutely. Everything is savable and salvageable. Every city, I will never agree that a city in America cannot be saved. We just got to get cancers out of there. Those politicians and a lot of those guys are cancerous. So we're going to cut the cancer out. Or if the cancer spreads too long and if you're too close to them, we're going to cut you out.
There you go, Maj.
We got to amputate the leg, keep everybody alive, and that's what we got to do.
And what you got left is the head of the snake, Maj Touré, founder of Black Guns Matter. Very powerful message, and it continues right after this in the final segment here on Armed American Radio. Don't go away, please.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
You're tuned in
to Armed American Radio.
Those who oppose any common sense gun control or gun safety measures have a pretty effective way of ginning up fear that somehow the federal government's about to take all your guns away.
Look, if you're a Democrat pulling the lever for gun grabbers, you're no friend of mine.
Protecting your right to bear arms.
Here is Armed American Radio's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, getting ready to wrap up this incredible hour with Maj Toure. Before I go back to Maj, I got to point you in the direction of usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. That site is for you, and a ton of you go there. I hope you win this. But the gun-a-day giveaway is in its last 2 days. I'll be talking about it tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Program also, but you have 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 10 seconds from right now. Five guns being given away today. The Wilson Combat 92 Brigadier Tactical, 5 of them, MSRP, $1,195. All you have to do is activate a self-defense shield membership, 1 of 3. There's one for every budget, silver, gold, platinum. I have the platinum, 1.125 million in coverage. If you don't win one of the 5 guns today, you are still in the running to win the $15,000 grand prize, which is the ultimate tool set from Snap-on Tools, or you can take the check for $15,000. It's entirely up to you. USCCAonair.com. Let's go back to Maj Toure. Maj, before we get going any farther and wrap this up, it's going to fly right by. Please tell people where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, and everything they need to know about Black Guns Matter. Sean, have we lost Maj? We still got him? We've lost him?
Okay, so that call's dropped. Okay, well, hopefully he'll call back. If he doesn't, let me continue with the conversation that I was having with Maj so that you know. Boy, I got to tell you, man, that message. Chantel, bring your mic live for just a second, if you will. We were talking in between the breaks briefly, and it's always fun for me, it's always fascinating for me to have a conversation with somebody who I haven't talked to on air before without a bunch of bullet points in front of me, and to just let that conversation unfold. Because we know how important it is, the message that he's putting up, for example, in Detroit when he was talking about Rick Ector. You've talked to Rick before. You know Rick.
Yeah.
That message in Detroit, isn't that the same message that needs to be resonating in Dallas?
Well, in Dallas, we actually don't have the issues that we have in Detroit and Chicago. For one, we're allowed to have guns. And most of the knuckleheads here in Dallas understand who they can mess with.
Yeah, but I'm talking more, and I know where you're going with that, but I'm talking more in terms of the urban community itself, that for whatever reason, the pro-rights community hasn't really, while we support the right to bear arms for all Americans, always have. The media likes to portray that differently. Oh, you're pro-gun, you're racist, or oh, you're pro-gun, look what's happening to the city, it's your fault, because they coin everything in terms of what? Gun control, right? And when they,
yeah,
when they
but like I said, Dallas is a little bit different. They don't, at least the media here, doesn't really try that because they understand where we're at and how we feel. We do have some people that do reach out, not on a broad scale. I think in the inner cities, I do have to admit that I think that there needs to be more outreach nationally, yes.
What kind of outreach? You know, because you know what Black Guns Matter is doing.
Yes.
You know what Rick Ector is doing in Detroit. We see what it hinges on, the outreach is really training and education. Okay, when you say outreach, that's what I'm seeing. And are you seeing it in different terms?
Yeah, I think that the outreach, you know, you start like that grassroots, and I think it needs to grow. And I think the one good thing about the gun rights movement like NRA and these guys is they're opening up a conversation that, unfortunately, the RNC refuses to have.
The RNC, and we'll go there. Talk to
Well, you. I mean, you just look at, Dinesh D'Souza put it perfectly. You have to look at how things are done in order to get to there. Case in point, I took my wife through what we call the hood here, and I could show you all the Democrat offices, not one single Republican office at all. I've lived in the same house for 18 years, almost 20 years. Never had a Republican, anybody knock at my door. Had plenty of Democrats. But the thing is, people like Rick Ector and others are beginning to bridge that gap that needs to happen. That's the problem.
And that's a good point. And what really, in essence, and I'll just kind of throw this on top of what you're bringing to the table here, is that Maj's message, Black Guns Matter message, Rick Ector's message in Detroit transcends the politics.
It does.
Okay?
And
it
does, and it actually switches the wording, okay? Black Guns Matter. And that's a beautiful name because now what the Black Lives Matter wannabe people are going to say is they can't argue that fact, so they won't even touch it because they realize that it's a spin on words, but it's a whole different meaning.
The name itself is beautiful. As he said, it's about my AR-15. It's about my black gun.
Exactly.
And of course, those of us in the pro-gun community know, I mean, that's what we call them, black guns. The AR-15 we refer to as black guns. You know, some people refer to that, you know, your Glocks, polymer guns, the black, you know, you're talking about the color of the firearm. And the play on that word is just beautiful for him. And the message that he puts out at Black Guns Matter, it's really powerful. It's resonating. And the fact that he's working with and going to, now let me just mention this. He is going to be in Atlanta. And I want to send you over, look, Twitter, at Maj Toure, M-A-J-T-O-U-R-E, M-A-J-T-O-U-R-E. You can find Black Guns Matter on Facebook. Check out their videos. Now, some of the videos, boy, I wish I could have played them all. But they were a little bit too colorful. Unfortunately, I could have if we were on satellite only. But terrestrial radio, I couldn't, because this message hits home. This message resonates. And, you know, interestingly, Sean, a lot of people have the idea when you say hood. I think Maj told us really what the hood is. It's anywhere. It's your neighborhood, wherever it happens to be. And we tend to think of it in terms of urban, centralized, downtown, or maybe South or North Philadelphia, for example. Or we tend to think of the hood, maybe remember the South Bronx. We don't really think about it in terms of our own neighborhood. We think about it in terms of somewhere else. And it isn't. And he made that very clear. All of America really is the hood. It just depends on where you call home. So really powerful message, man. I'm looking forward to having Maj back on the program as soon as possible and for as long as possible. And I'll keep you posted on that. I meant what I said about pledging to reach out to. That's a community. The urban community is something that is desperately needed for the right to bear arms. You heard him say Chicago is fixable. Get it out of the hands of politicians. Put it in the hands of people like Maj. Put it in the hands of people like Rick and many others that they work with. And Chicago is flat out fixable.
1 minute, 30 seconds.
Flat out fixable. Yeah, told you it was going to come to an end quick. Always does. Fastest hour in radio. But we've got another one coming right up. AWR Hawkins will be here. We'll be talking about everything he's written, not to mention a ton of new news breaking out there that is really shaking up what's getting ready to happen in America in what? Oh, I don't know, maybe 10 days from now? Good heavens. Armed American Radio continues right after this. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club and never find yourself in a gun-free zone. We will be back here on the Armed American Radio Network with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this.
Just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights. If you'd like to contact the show or get more information, it would be great to hear from you. Just go online and visit armedamericanradio.com.
That's armedamericanradio.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.